Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you a quick recap of terrorism-related news from around the globe and across the nation, including right here at home. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of March 18th, 2024. A New Mexico-based extremist training camp for children leads to terrorism convictions. Italian police arrest three suspected terrorists for reportedly planning suicide attacks. The FBI reports that terrorists are using fake IDs to cross the southern border, and the U.S. is one step closer to banning TikTok over national security concerns. Let's get into these stories. A federal judge sentenced four family members to life in prison on March 6 for their roles in a 2017 terrorism and kidnapping plot that involved an extremist training camp for children and the death of a Georgia toddler. A jury convicted Siraj Wahaj, the deceased boy's father, and Lucas Morton, Wahaj's brother-in-law, on terrorism and kidnapping charges. The jury also found Wahaj's sisters, Hujra and Sabhana, guilty of kidnapping charges. In 2018, authorities raided a northern New Mexico compound, the site of extremist training ground, where they discovered the remains of Wahaj's son, three-year-old Abdul Ghani Wahaj, in an underground tunnel. Documents show the group was plotting and training children to carry out attacks on FBI agents and government institutions. The judge sentenced a fifth defendant, Jani Lavelle, a Haitian national and spiritual leader of the group, to a 15-year prison term after she pleaded guilty to terrorism charges and to possessing a firearm while unlawfully in the U.S. A year before the raid, the group, led by Lavelle, kidnapped the boy from his mother in Georgia and brought him to the compound where he underwent exorcism rituals and eventually died. The group believe a resurrected Abdul Ghani would instruct the family as to which corrupt government and private institutions to eliminate. On March 11th, police in central Italy arrested three suspected terrorists for allegedly planning attacks in an unspecified European country. The three unnamed Palestinians, who live in L'Aquila, approximately 75 miles northeast of Rome, established a cell linked to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization. According to police, the suspects engaged in proselytism and propaganda and planned attacks, including suicide attacks, against civilian and military targets on foreign territory. Authorities charged the men with criminal conspiracy for terrorism purposes or subversion of the democratic order, which carries jail terms of up to 15 years. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade did not comment on the arrests. On March 12th, FBI Director Christopher Wray reported to a U.S. House Intelligence Committee that known or suspected terrorists using fake identification to enter the U.S. illegally at the southern border poses a, quote, big concern for the intelligence community. Fake documents are often accepted at the southern border and then used for air travel within the U.S., which amplifies national security concerns. The strained relationship between the U.S. and nearly 170 countries exacerbates the complexity of verifying migrants' identities and backgrounds. This challenge is further compounded by the fact that border agents do not have access to comprehensive criminal databases, hindering their ability to conduct effective screening. In addition to the situation at the U.S.-Mexican border, Wray and other intelligence and national security officials noted a significant increase in threats against the U.S. by China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The U.S. House overwhelmingly passed bipartisan legislation on March 13th that would require TikTok owner ByteDance to sell the social media platform to a country that is not a U.S. adversary or face a total ban in the U.S. The bill was fast-tracked to a vote following unanimous approval by the House Energy and Commerce Committee on March 7th. The measure, which passed 352-65 with one abstention, would give China-owned ByteDance 165 days to divest from TikTok. Critics call the video sharing app a national security threat, saying it could collect sensitive user data and politically censor content. Proponents of the bill also contend its popularity among young Americans gives the ruling Chinese Communist Party a platform for a mass influence campaign. FBI Director Christopher Wray previously testified before Congress that the app is a tool of the Chinese government and, quote, screams out with national security concerns. TikTok mounted an aggressive lobbying campaign to kill the legislation, arguing that it would violate the First Amendment rights of its 170 million U.S. users and negatively impact thousands of small businesses that rely on it. In January 2023, New Jersey banned the use of TikTok on state government devices, citing cybersecurity concerns. It isn't clear if the Senate will take up the bill, referred to as the, quote, Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary-Controlled Applications Act. Legislators have yet to announce a timeline for the U.S. Senate vote. The Terrorism at a Glance podcast is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSB or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsb.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to the local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.